President's gone.
Later, loser.
That's the ring.
Later, loser.
All right, here we go. Good morning, Mr. President. Well, it looks like just another slow news day in Washington.
Good morning, Cochran, and good morning to all the whiny women with other fashion problems.
Listen, wow. let's start outside Washington, if you don't mind. You see that Kentucky Derby? What'd you think of that?
You know, look, I will tell you, maximum security got totally robbed. Totally robbed. And your sports intern, Mark, will back me up on this. Country House is a second-rate wannabe.
Really?
And the Derby judge who disqualified maximum security, such a sanctimonious jerk, which, by the way, that's the name of the horse I had my money on, sanctimonious jerk.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Came in ninth,
uh-huh.
I think.
Sure, yeah.
But that's besides the point. You know, I've invited maximum security because I believe in him so much, he's going to be honored at the White House. And he can have all the Big Macs he wants to eat. But let's make sure we have a shovel at the ready afterward. You got that, Mike Pence? Shovel?
Yes, my liege. It won't be the first time I've handled crap in the White House, sir.
What was that?
Nothing.
Listen, you don't mind if we move on. The New York Times said, and this is this could not have been a good day for you yesterday, that you lost $1.2 billion over a 10-year period between 1985 and 1995. You were the number one biggest losing individual taxpayer in America.
No. Excuse me. This is a fake news hit job, okay? First off, I can't even remember what happened 30 years ago. I mean, that's ancient history.
Right.
I mean, frankly, it was so long ago, Bernie Sanders was still vacationing in the Soviet Union. Look, I didn't lose a billion. The American taxpayer did. I'm doing just fine.
Well, you know what? You can't say you're wrong. You've said the Mueller investigation took 2 years of your presidency?
2 years. Stolen.
How do you spell stolen, by the way? You know,
if you add that to the year I lost in the sand trap at my golf club at Mar-a-Lago, you got to see it sometime, Cochran. The whole first term needs a do-over.
Really?
It really does.
Okay.
Seriously, just think of all the stuff I could have got done without the distraction of this Russia investigation. No collusion. Look, I could extend all the yellow traffic lights in America by 3 or 4 seconds.
Yep.
At the movies, I'd cut the previews of coming attractions in half, because seriously, you run out of popcorn before the movie even starts, am I right?
He's right.
And I could reduce the menu at the Cheesecake Factory by at least a dozen pages. Seriously, 28 different kinds of burgers is a little overkill. I mean, even for me, and I love burgers.
Mr. President, Democrats are saying you're just stalling, you're stonewalling, you're blocking information from being released to Congress. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, who we've known forever, says this is a constitutional crisis.
The only crisis I see is Congressman Nadler's posture. Have you seen him? This guy looks like a bag of scrambled eggs with a human head plopped on
top. Wow.
I mean, in all fairness, I mean, Nadler's thrown so many subpoenas at me, his arm is sorer than the entire White Sox starting rotation. I mean, he may have to go in for Tommy John surgery.
Sir, the Senate Intel Committee now, kind of surprised yesterday, subpoena Junior, your boy. You're wondering what's that all about, I assume, huh?
No. Everybody needs to lay the hell off of Donnie, okay? He's got enough problems being my third favorite kid, okay?
Oh, he moved down. Listen, one more thing. Joe Biden, he's recently asked if he had a nickname for you, and he said, so many nicknames I'm inclined to give this guy. Why don't you start with Clown?
How creative. Good one, Joe. Wow, Biden is such a gigantic loser. He doesn't even know how to come up with an original nickname. Now, if he were a Native American like Elizabeth Warren, I'd call him Dances with Back Rubs. But I've got an even better one. How do you like this one?
I got it.
Grandpa Hugs and Plugs. Grandpa Hugs and Plugs. So perfect, right?
You know,
it's like a creepy
funny
children's TV show host.
Mother's Day is Sunday. How will the first family be celebrating?
We celebrate the same way every year, Cochran. Barron fixes Melania a very nice breakfast in bed. You know, and since she's a former supermodel, by breakfast I mean a bottle of Slim Fast and a Marlboro Light cigarette. It's really touching. He's such a thoughtful boy.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice, sir.
And later in the day, you know, we celebrate with the other moms in the family, you know, because we have a lot of moms. Along with Melania, we have Donnie and Ivanka's mother, Ivana, Ivanka herself. And then there's Eric's wife, and Eric's mother we don't talk a lot about, who was a dancer at a go-go bar in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Right. Well, happy Mother's Day, sir.
Oh, and could I also wish a happy Mother's Day to the newest mom, Meghan Markle, along with Prince Harry. You saw that picture, the new bundle of joy?
Sure.
What's his name? It's long. Archie Harrison Mouth Breather Windsor Knot. At any rate, Melania and I sent them a huge Target gift certificate. They got Target in Windsor, right? Target in Windsor, England.
I can check, sir.
You know, with the fancy shopping cart escalator in there. I'm sure it's a tremendous store.
Mr. President, I have to run. Thank you for calling.
Later, loser.